This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew calling you live on June the 12th, 2021. If you hear noise in the background, I am at the Bourbon Boulevard Bar and Restaurant in Chantilly, Virginia. It's a little bit loud because I've been waiting for a minute to get my drink. A guy like me have priorities, so I got to wait till I have my drink before I get quieter accommodations. Well, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, well, I'm fine. I hope your wife don't know that you're out drinking. She'll kick your ass.
No, why I got to mention her? It is my anniversary, but once again, priorities. So first priority is always 7-5 Radio for you, the fan. My wife, well, she's not near the top, that's a totally different story. But anyways, Walter, usually we have first order of business. We talk about members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. However, fortunately, this week, we have no names to read off the list. So good job, officers, deputies, constables, so on and so forth. Keep safe out there. Walter, breaking news. In Austin, Texas, two idiots with firearms decided to shoot at each other and missed each other and shot a whole bunch of other people. Why don't you take over till I get my drink?
Yeah, all right. Early this morning, outside of a club in Austin, Texas, there was a shooting. 14 people were ultimately wounded. Nobody was killed, thank goodness. Police responded in about 60 seconds. They grabbed one shooter, and the other one got away on foot. The police response saved many lives, according to the chief of police. When they arrived, there was many people wounded, and they attended to the wounds right there on the street, offering tourniquets, chest pressure, because some of them were shot in the chest. And EMS showed up and hauled everybody away. The whole scene took about 35, 40 minutes to get everybody cleared from the scene. Upon the investigation, with one under, there's no mention of his name, age, race, what the case may be, as it is these days, and no description of the perp that fled on foot. This is outside the club, and apparently from all the news reports that I've been gathering, of course, the two shooters knew each other and just decided when they saw each other that, well, that was the time to have a gunfight. So the issue with this is we haven't heard boo about it. It hasn't been on the front pages of anything or the front lines of any other news feed, except the basics, that this is what happened, this is what we got, and to keep posted for more information. Well, there comes a time and a place where I remember back in the day where they not only, if they caught one perp, the other one was going to get caught easily, because the perp that was caught was going to give them up. So we don't even have information if the other guy's even known to anybody but the perp that's been placed under arrest. There's no reports of why they were shooting. There's no reports of how well or how not well these guys knew each other or didn't want to know each other. People online, the witnesses said that all of a sudden they just heard gunshots, and most everybody hit the deck. Unfortunately, 14 people were wounded. They didn't get down fast enough, I guess.
Right. Well, now,
what? Go ahead.
Any mention of security camera footage, because from what I could see from the pictures from the internet, mm-hmm. It looked like it was a crowded, popular area for people to go out, drink, have a good time. Any word of security camera footage?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. which, you know, can be a good thing. But, you know, if they got the security camera, then they'll, you know, basically know what, you know, what they're looking for. You know, like I said, they got one undercover, one under arrest, one perp under arrest, but they're not releasing the name, age or race, of this person. Apparently he was in the on 6th Street in Austin, which happens to be a high entertainment district. So we just don't have any more information on the type of club. You know, if it was, you know, pretty much if it was a predominantly, you know, white attended club, a black attended club, a mixed attended club, an LBGTQ, ABCDEFG club. We don't know what kind of club.
Right.
But when Democrats are going to get involved, it's going to be about gun control. You know, but if there's a cop shooting, it's all over the front pages. It's all over the news that, you know, we need to defund the police. I think we need to defund the people that are carrying these guns. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of them are minorities and they're in welfare. So let's knock out the welfare then. Maybe we'll have less, less guns on the street.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, since there's no description, no names, no pictures, no footage, you know, it's probably a person of color that perpetrated the crime. But anyways, let me step outside because it is just too noisy. And the stupid lady. Folks, I'm at the Bourbon Boulevard bar. They got one bartender. Place is just absolutely crowded. This place just opened and it needs a bar rescue. You got one bartender doing the best you can, telling people you got to wait a minute. Well, I got money on the bar and you shouldn't wait. If you got money in the bar, people want to give it to you. You know, management needs to step up. But anyways, that's something else. But anyways, next thing I want to talk about is it's that time of the year. It is Gay Pride Month. And in Canada, they call it Gay Pride Season. For those LGBTQ, MPA, QIA+, symbol, asterisk, you're being celebrated. Meanwhile, if you did wear the uniform of one of the five branches of the military, you get nothing. But anyways, years ago, these people said, we just want to be left alone. We want the civil rights as everybody else. Well, that's all fine and good. But then they want to become scoutmasters. Then they want to become married. And I'm going to step outside because it's as loud as can be in here. Let me tell them. I'll just leave the money in the bar. One second. Anyways. All right. Can you hear me now? All right. So anyways, we're going to be right back talking about that time of the year that we all love and enjoy and what they want to do with our kids. This is Sunfire Radio at sunfireradio.org. We'll be right back. And I'll get my change from the bar.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things, and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. at some point you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are live. It is Saturday, June the 12th, 2021. I am at the Bourbon Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia. And this place, frankly, sucks. Anyways, that time of the month, correction, that time of the year, it is Gay Pride Month. Years ago, these people we accepted. They want the civil rights, fine, like everyone else. That's fine. Then they want to become scout leaders, and we all know how that happened. And then they want to get married, and we bow down to that. You know, society bowed down to that. Now, they're coming after our kids. What am I talking about? Nickelodeon. They had a show called Blue's Clues, which is geared towards 2 to 5 year olds. My kids used to watch it because they're getting older. So, on this cartoon, they had a drag queen dressed up as a clown in makeup singing about gay pride. Mind you, this is a show geared towards children. And not to be outdone, Nickelodeon also produced another video on social media of a trainee, some big fat dude dressed up as a trainee, clown, whatever, singing about the colors of the rainbow. And again, this is Nickelodeon, which is owned by Viacom, which is going after our kids. If you don't think these people are coming after our kids to put this garbage in their heads, you are wrong as wrong can be. But these people do not care because guess what? They live on Manhattan Island. They live in California. They live in Seattle. They engage in this lifestyle. But it's propaganda. They want our kids. They want our kids to do what is frankly not natural. And I'm not going to go into the who, what, where, and why. This is a family show on FCC licensed airwaves. That's number one. Number two, in terms of gay pride, you're gay, so what? You're LGBTQIA, MTA, the plus sign, the hashtag, whatever. Fine. But do we need to celebrate you? No. I like chicks. I love chicks. I love, you know, doing things to women behind closed doors. But guess what? You don't see me screaming from the rafters. I'll say on this nice radio show, but you don't scream from the rafters. Nobody cares. Just like nobody cares about these people doing these things. But again, they stick to, you know, what's in our faces. You know, they stick to rainbow color. You know what's right in our faces. And, you know, frankly, I'm just sick about it. And of course,
every corporation besides Nickelodeon and Viacom are all about the rainbow. United Airlines, BMW, Mercedes-Benz. I told you about Kellogg's. Skittles, they get rid of the colors and selling non-color candy or whatever. And now a supermarket, Giant Foods, you walk in the entrance and they got this whole display about pride. Same thing about Target. You walk in, and believe me, Target is woke. But you know what they say? Once you go woke, you go broke. Target, the same thing. They T-shirts and shirts and all sorts of things. Pride and bears and daddies and whatever. It's just sick. Walt, what say you about gay pride and taking over our kids?
Well, you know, it's like this. You know, I feel what you're saying. And I think our audience feels what you're saying. And my thoughts on it is that this LGBT thing is it feels like it's being pushed more than any other type of viewable television. You know, you can't curse on TV. You know, maybe you could say hell or damn, or now badass is commonplace. But it's censored to the point where there's so many beeps, you know, on like the Moto Trend channels, where all these the car jockeys and grease monkeys are working on cars. Everything is, you know, bleeped out, and right. You know, which is highly unfortunate that they, you know, have to curse on television shows like that, because a lot of kids like to watch that too, and the kids will ask, you know, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, why are those beeps? And of course, they got to say, well, they're using bad words and such. But you can't stop the visual when you have something that you don't want your kids to see when they're watching, you know, like you said, Nickelodeon or Blue's Clues and things like that. You know, why is that man acting like a woman? You know, these things are hard to fathom when you got to explain what's going on. And at that age, there should be no explanation. There should be no need to explain anything like that.
Thank you.
Do these people have a right to be on television? Absolutely. But come on, give the rest of America a break that are paying for satellite dishes and cable companies and things like that. So just, you know, let's just turn the channel, give them bad ratings, and maybe they'll pull them off the air. You know, I hate to see anybody lose their job, but if you're trying to shove bologna sandwiches down my throat all the time and I don't like bologna, well, you know, I'm not going to buy you bologna, and you're going to have too much bologna. You're going to go out of business with bad bologna. You know, I don't know how else to say.
Right. You know. Right, exactly.
My euphemisms could use some work. My euphemisms can use some work, but I think people get the point.
Right. But lay off our kids. Fortunately, they haven't brought it into my schools yet. But anyways, next order of business, the USS Liberty. This past week was the 55th anniversary of the USS Liberty incident. And only one network talked about the USS Liberty attack. And, of course, it was Liberty News Radio Network. Us, the Political Festival, Blood River Radio, all talked about the USS Liberty attack. I went up and down the dial, went up and down cable news, nothing. No CNN, no Fox, no OAN, no Newsmax, none. And of course, all these big talkers like Hannity and Levin, no, didn't mention it. And I actually called the show on satellite, Stacey Washington. To her credit, she allowed me to come on, and her call screener allowed me to come on and air out my grievance about the USS Liberty incident. And now she didn't know much about it, and she said, well, according to Wikipedia, well, anybody can put anything on Wikipedia. But according to Wikipedia, Israel apologized for it. It was a mistake by Israel, and they paid the families $7 million. And I tried to say before it's cut off, how is it an accident when they had a U.S. flag flying from the mast? No, any sailor knows that when the ship's going out to sea, as soon as that last line leaves the pier, they blow whistle and yell, underway, ship colors. So the stars and stripes hang from the highest point of the boat. Well, anyways, thank you for Ms. Washington for letting me on, air my grievance, and having a great show. Well, what say you about the non-reporting of incidents like this where we have Americans killed?
Well, it's the same old story, my friend. They're reporting what they want you to hear, and they're not reporting what they don't want you to know. It's too closed. How can I say it? The competition in media is in such a disarray where they're competing with each other who can BS the best. And that includes, you know, Fox Network and MSNBC and all of it, you know, CNN. You know, who can afford to give up the most BS but the less truth. But when they report things like this, there's no detail anymore. They don't want to make anybody out to be a hero that's on the correct side. They don't want to make them out to be heroes, but they want to make the people on the wrong side, they want to make them out to be martyrs, which has a greater following than, you know, people that would be heroes. So it's going to change. I've said it for a couple of years now. It's going to change for the worse before it gets better. And when they don't speak at all, I think that's a good sense for people to understand that they can feel that they're not getting the right news.
All right, we're coming next break. Stay tuned for 100 Burger and Chicken Sandwiches.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During her trip to Central America this week, Vice President Kamala Harris told migrants not to come to the U.S.'s southern border, a statement that has received backlash from progressive Democrats. But Representative Henry Cuellar backs the Vice President's message, saying that the U.S. can't invite the entire world to come in. The Texas Democrat tells CNN it's important to enforce a system of legal immigration at the border.
If you ask an immigration judge, usually if you have 100 people asking for asylum, 88% are going to be rejected. So why are we letting everybody in? Why not find a way to do this at the border, give people their day in court? The ones that are supposed to come in, we say bienvenidos. And the other ones, I'm sorry, but you got to be returned back to your country. We got to have we can't have chaos at the border, just having people coming in.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. During the face-to-face meeting in Geneva, President Biden is expected to raise the issue of recent cyber attacks, among many others. Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Peter Scoop Stanton live at Bourbon Boulevard in Chantilly, Virginia. I've been here for over half an hour. I still did not get change from my beer I ordered about 30 minutes ago. This place. Anyways, we all know about white privilege, right?
Do I know about it? I have no idea what white privilege rights.
Well,
I have no idea what white privilege is, man. Explain it to me.
Well, white privilege is that white people get to get away with things that other people who are not white cannot get away with. What am I talking about? Well, our old good buddy Hunter Biden used the N-word like everybody's first name, and nobody said a word about it except other conservative pundits. My reaction to Mr. Biden using the N-word like everybody's first name is, who cares? You know, I hear black people use it all day, every day. And then if you go to a website, you see some white social justice warrior use it outside a federal courthouse, calling a federal officer the N-word, using the A. And what's real funny is that other black people around says, you can't say that, and he's trying to make a big deal. Like, listen, I support you. I'm using A, not E-R. I'm with Black Lives Matter, blah, 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 blah. But they were having none of it, and they shouldn't. But anyways, also the N-word is on every rap song made since 1981. And also Hunter Biden is a private citizen. Now, what I'm more concerned about Hunter Biden is his involvement with Russia, his involvement with Ukraine, his involvement with China. How is he able to get $80,000 a month jobs doing nothing when he knows nothing about oil, natural gas, or mining thereof, or the transportation thereof, or the use of thereof? But, what happened was Hunter's lawyer was talking to Texan back and forth about services rendered, and he was dropping N-word. Well, you know, Mr. Biden knows a thing or two about smoking crack cocaine. I'm pretty sure all his dealers were black, so he probably had a relapse and thought he was talking to his dealer. But his lawyer happens to be white. But anyways, Hunter has white privilege over other people because nothing happened to him. But if you look at Papa John Shatner, Paula Deen, Michael Richards, Dog the Bounty Hunter, country singer Morgan Wallen, these people all lost money, all lost jobs, all lost sponsorships, all lost, you know, hitting the pocketbook because they're dropping N-bombs. Paula Deen dropped the N-bomb 30 years ago because while working at a bank, a person of color robbed the bank, and she was really pretty shook up. Well, you know what? She definitely gets a pass for that. Everybody gets a pass, because if you say it, you say it. If you don't, you don't. You know, it doesn't hurt me anything. People call me cracker and white bread and hockey all day, every day. And these are my friends I'm talking about. But anyways, Hunter Biden received nothing from the dumpster fire media about his choice of words in a private conversation. But that's nothing. It's a private conversation. You know, personally, I wouldn't hire Biden's lawyer for the simple fact he's releasing attorney-client privilege information. What say you about Hunter Biden and the N-word?
Well, you know, there's not much to say about, you know, what a crackhead does. I mean, that's their excuse. You know, him using the N-word, he's like his father. You know, his father used it. How many times that we saw during his campaign? You know, this is chip off the old block. you haven't seen Hunter Biden around a lot lately. He's probably been told by the Democratic Party to you know, lay as low as he can. You know, keep his hands off his cousin and other little girls. You know, stop screwing strippers and stay away from your father. you know, you can only hold one Biden up at a time. So I see that point, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, Joe looks like he's been walking around on some residue himself. So he may be hanging around with Hunter more than we think.
I think that's medication to keep him alive. Speaking of the old man, did you see him at the G7 summit?
Yeah. I saw most everybody was walking away from him, and he was bringing up the rear.
Right.
Probably because he pooped his pants, and they'd want to be behind him.
it's embarrassing. I mean, forget Trump. We'll go to Obama. At least Obama, he looked like he's somebody in charge. Now, granted, he wasn't. He's just as cool as Biden. But I mean, God Almighty, can we have a president or Bill Clinton? At least, when he walked in, he owned the room. He was in charge. Even though a lot of his policies went against what we stand for. But I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, the guy's a mess. But anyways, he gives us tons and tons and tons of material. But anyways, next order of business, chicken sandwiches. Well, believe it or not, I love chicken sandwiches. And my favorite chicken sandwich actually comes from a local place called Roman Roosters. A immigrant came to this country and made these chicken sandwiches, and they are delicious. They're actually better than Chick-fil-A, and they're certainly better from Popeyes. But guess who else got in the chicken sandwich market?
What?
Burger. Now, guess who got in the chicken sandwich market?
Oh, yeah, you told me it must be Burger King.
I
don't know why. When you got the number one selling hamburger in the country or in the world, which is, the Whopper and the Whopper Jr., why take a chance and screw that up? But go ahead.
Because it's Burger King. I mean, I don't know how Burger King's still open because the food quality's gone right to hell. The service quality went right to hell. The stores are dirty. I mean, no atmosphere in the stores. But anyways, they wanted to become the next kid on the block. So they came out with the King Chicken Sandwich. It looks just like a Popeye's chicken sandwich. So I think there's a copyright infringement on there. But anyways, so not only do they have this copycat chicken sandwich, but also every chicken sandwich that they sell, 40 cents is given to the Human Rights Campaign, which is the LGBTQ, MTA, hashtag, question mark, which is because they're going after Chick-fil-A's market and says, well, Chick-fil-A, you don't like gay people. Well, we like gay people. So only 40 cents from every chicken sandwich is going to the Human Rights Campaign, which is a very leftist, America-hating organization. It's, they're all for gay people, but they hate straight people. But they're only donating 40 cents per sandwich up to $250,000. So if they sell $260,000 worth of product, guess what? They get to keep that money. And number two, these chicken sandwiches are $6 a piece. Folks, I might pay $10 for a Roman Rooster sandwich, which is located on Bladensburg Road, Washington, D.C., in the Northeast Quadrants. But anyway, that's how good they are. I'll pay $10 for one of the sandwiches, but I'm not going to pay $6 for anything at Burger King. And my jaw dropped. I wanted to try this chicken sandwich just for, the sake of radio, but for the simple fact, $6 for a chicken sandwich from Burger King? Come on now. And then the meal, if you get the combo meal, it's $10. So you're going to tell me about 80 cents for a Coke and 30 cents for French fries, that's worth $10? Come on, Burger King. That's what I say. How is this company still in business? Because McDonald's is taking them to the cleaners. And then Chick-fil-A, well, they've been they're still killing them with sandwiches, even with Popeyes, even with the other competition. But anyways, it's just horrendous. I'm not going to buy a chicken sandwich because I don't want any of my money going to the Human Rights Campaign, because they have beautiful offices in downtown Washington, D.C. And yours truly sometimes broadcasts from the luxury of his basement or his automobile. So, well, any more thoughts on the chicken sandwich from Burger King?
No, I won't eat it. I won't eat it. I won't eat the one at Popeyes. I've never been to a Popeyes store. I've been to a Chick-fil-A maybe three times in my entire life. So, I got nothing to compare it to. I'll make my chicken at home. Thank you very much.
Right. Anyways, the thing about Popeyes, their chicken sandwich is good. Their chicken sandwich is about $4 a piece. Those are pretty good. But the rest of it, you get the, their price is going through the roof. I'm talking before inflation. So anyways, I don't like eating a Popeyes because it's just too darn expensive and just too unhealthy. I mean, you cannot get a salad at Popeyes. So, hey, the size of people coming in is ridiculous. But anyways, coming up, we got the Bitcoin and the Southern Baptist Conference. They're messing with the family. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out at 75radio.org. 75radio.org.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. I was on the political festival today at the midway point of the third hour. It's great being back on with the family. But anyways, Walt, do you know what cryptocurrency is?
Do I know what is? I'm sorry, what?
Cryptocurrency. Are you at a bar?
No, but I wish I was.
not this one, I'll tell you right now, but, have you heard of cryptocurrency?
No, tell me about it.
Well, anyways, in a nutshell, what it is, it's currency with binary code. It's on computer, more or less. You purchase, you take real currency, dollars, euros, yen, and you exchange it for a piece of cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin and Dogecoin are the two major cryptocurrencies. So anyways, thinking about cryptocurrency, you can't, it's very untraceable. Nobody knows, only the you and the merchant you're making a purchase from knows about it. And it goes just all over the world, and it's hard to trace, and it's almost impossible to tax. Anyways, it's really big. When it first came out, one Bitcoin was worth $700. Now it's trading at over $30,000. And he keeps going up, keeps going down. And now the governments, all governments are trying to figure a way to regulate it and tax it just like a regular currency. So they have another fiat it's another fiat currency, but people are investing in it. But anyways, Senator Elizabeth Warren went on social media. I don't know if it was a webcast, podcast, Zoom, or whatever. But she said, did this, that the use of Bitcoin uses as much electricity as an entire nation. As much as an entire household, but as an entire nation. And that one transaction of Bitcoin is equal to one family's use of electricity in a year. And I was just actually flabbergasted because there's no science behind it. And Senator Warren had this girl on. I don't know who she was. She didn't say, just, you know, computer expert. So she was saying that to buy Bitcoin, you have to go through this maze, something like you see out of Dan Brown novel, who wrote the Da Vinci Code. And things keep changing. It's harder and harder. And all these different servers are sucking up all this juice. I mean, it is the thing about it, Wall Street deals with trillions of dollars of transactions every 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. And Con Ed is still up and running in New York City. But then for this idiot and Senator Warren to bring this idiot on to say that using Bitcoin uses as much electricity as an entire nation, it's absolutely cockamamie. It's junk science. It's garbage. And what Senator Warren should say, listen, I don't like Bitcoin because we have no way to see how much you are making, how much is being used for illicit purposes, but they don't care about that. They want to tax it. So we have no way to trace it and tax it. If you get paid Bitcoin, we don't know how much you're making. We don't know how much taxes to take out. But just for her to come out and say that this statement, which has no science behind it whatsoever. I mean, where I live, they got data centers going all over the place. Nobody's saying anything about that. We don't know who's running these data centers. Why do they need so many data centers in outside of Washington, D.C.? You know, that's something she needs to be looking at. And also how much electricity that Dominion Power, which is in Virginia, uses. But anyways, don't use Bitcoin, save a tree or whatever. Well, what say you about the engineering Indian of Elizabeth Warren?
You know, can't say much about Elizabeth Warren that she hasn't already said about herself. I mean, everything she comes out of her mouth is a lie. All I could do is tell the truth about her. You know, she's what, 0.000009 Native American, and she says she's a Native American. I mean, you know, there's people out here that you know, just hate her for saying that because she's not really. I mean, hundreds of years ago, one of her ancestors had some type of interaction with a Native American, and that was already what do they call? I'm trying to search for the word. Was already damaged in the bloodline. I don't know. And from there on, it just got less and less and less because they kept mating, with procreating with white people, and it gets diluted and diluted to the point where you're just not anymore. You know, you can say you kind of, but not really. Her political views, you know, how many times is she going to run for office, you know, in the primaries and be showing up? Maybe she was hoping to be picked as VP by Joe Biden. You know, it's just, you know, I guess the only time you could get, become a VP running mate for Joe Biden is if you trash him really bad like Kamala did.
One second. You want to come on the radio?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Well, I got
a special guest now.
No, he's just a fan enjoying a cigarette. But but imagine her as vice president. She's like that one school teacher wasn't getting, what at home and would scold you for everything. So anyway, we dodged a bull on that one. But I mean, but then again, look at the Democrat Party, just nothing but losers. But then look at the Republican Party, nothing but looters, losers. John McCain, Mitt Romney, Bob Dole, the Bushes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyways, we'll just see where this goes with Senator Warren. But again, she won't be called out on this one. You're not gonna have somebody who works in a power company or works in a data center or knows something about computers. I mean, think about Google. They're not turning out the lights in the San Francisco area. So I know she's full of it. But anyways, well, finally, the Southern Baptist Conference is going on. For those non-Catholics, the Southern Baptist Conference is a conference of exactly what it says, Southern Baptists. Now, years ago, the Southern Baptists, separated from the American Baptists. There's two different sects of Baptist church run around. But anyways, years ago, the head of the Southern Baptist Conference specifically called out one James Edwards for being a racist, white supremacist, Klansman, every name you can think of under the book. The problem is, it's not true. Tonight, guess who Mr. Edwards had on his show? The Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, who is a man of God, and he happens to be black. It's not his fault, just, Mr. and Mrs. Peterson decided to have a kid. But anyways, we heard it time and time again, James Edwards racist, James Edwards white supremacist, James Edwards this, that, and the other thing. And time again, we have people of color, people of different races, different religions, different viewpoints coming out of the political festival, as we do here in Southern Pirate Radio. So anyways, the Southern Baptist Conference is having their yearly conference somewhere in the South, and they are falling apart. They're losing memberships, they're losing churches, and more importantly, they're losing money. And my thing is, don't mess with the family. If you go on my so-called Twitter account at Larry Lefty, I had a couple things about the Southern Baptist Conference. Now, James is taking the high road. He talked a little bit about it, but I'm saying I'm not. He says, don't mess with the family. We've done nothing wrong. James is a good Christian man. He did the right thing. He met somebody. He got married. He had kids. Unlike other people who just do a whole bunch of things they shouldn't be doing behind closed doors. Let's see about the Southern Baptist Conference. Are you waiting for the final nail to go in the coffin?
The Southern Baptist has kind of separated themselves from any other kind of Baptist, from what I can gather, because I live right down here in the middle of the South in the Bible Belt. And their teachings and their speaking about the Bible is quite different. Instead of just reading from the Bible, what they do is they'll cite a scripture or read a scripture, and then they'll try to tell you what they think it means, and what you should think it means. If you can't understand the Bible when you're reading it yourself, then you need to seek a Bible expert, not a Southern Baptist, because they'll tell you what they want you to know.
Right, and then they tell everybody, don't listen to James Edwards, don't sponsor him, don't donate to him or anybody on the network. Well, guess what? You're wrong as wrong can be. Because, if anything, the Southern Baptists are that way, because they think people like James Edwards are the racist, are the white supremacists. When, in fact, they are the racist, they are the white supremacists, because I can guarantee that they don't live in a bad neighborhood. But anyways, well, another show in the can. I'm about to yell at this barmaid over here. But anyways, folks, remember, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop State telling you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.